Association and this station.
This is AM 1280, The Patriot. WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Americans unhappy with the Obama administration's surveillance practices gathered here in Washington, D.C. yesterday for a protest on Capitol Hill. Craig Aaron is with the group Free Press.
We got to thank the whistleblowers. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't know what's being done in our name.
The demonstrators want a congressional investigation of the NSA. Another bloody Sunday in Iraq, where insurgents unleashed a new wave of car bombs. 56 people dead now. Dozens are wounded. The coordinated attacks hit Shiite neighborhoods in Baghdad. They're a favorite tactic of al-Qaeda's local branch. It frequently targets civilians in markets, cafes, and commercial streets in Shiite areas. It's all an attempt to undermine confidence in the Iraqi government. This is SRN News.
Hi, this is Hugh Hewitt with a few words about this radio station, AM 1280, The Patriot. When the smartest audience in talk radio turns us on every day, good things happen. Listeners are informed and entertained. Not only that, the economy is stimulated by the smart advertisers who use this radio station to reach our very intelligent audience. So if you run a business, please become one of our smart, successful advertisers today.
Business owners, call Nick Anderson at 651-289-4408 for smarter advertising from 1280, The Patriot. AM 1280, The Patriot.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159. That's 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Bring you the video. Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's pouring rain. It's real dark outside. Your heart starts beating really, really fast. You've never done anything so hard in your life. This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. It's such extreme pain, you don't understand how you can finish. I began to feel that there was no way I was ever going to have my title, U.S. Marine. It takes special inner strength, courage, and desire to do this. I was just thinking, I'm so close. I'm so close. And when I finished, I was like, I'm done. I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me straight in front of me, put her arm on my shoulder and said, good morning, Marine.
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Town Hall Magazine is so good, some of radio's biggest stars can't keep their hands on it.
Bill Bennett here. Where's my copy of Town Hall Magazine, please?
Mike Gallagher here. I wish Town Hall Magazine wasn't so darn good. It keeps disappearing from my studio.
Michael Medved here. Anybody here seen my Town Hall Magazine?
Dennis Prager here, and my producer, Alan, keeps swiping my Town Hall Magazine.
Hugh Hewitt here. Where is my Town Hall Magazine, guys?
Why not order an extra? Hide it away for yourself.
Go to townhallmagazine.com.
Townhallmagazine.com.
Order it now.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to another episode of Telecom Soup, the total technology show for small to medium-sized businesses. This is your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, known as Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and wireless services. For those just tuning into the show and you haven't listened to the show before, this is a total technology show. And what we do is we talk about different topics related to telecommunications and IT infrastructure. And guys, we're going to talk about phone service, we talk about internet connections, we talk about wireless services and network security. And all this is generated for business to business to help them become more profitable and more efficient in their IT infrastructure. We have our weekly guests, the group from BlueNet Inc., Adam and Arlen. Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Charlie, how are you?
Good morning, Charlie.
Doing fantastic. And our special guest from Lionel Lakes, Minnesota, we have Accent Communications, president and founder Mike Chesla. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm going to apologize ahead of time because my voice is a little bit raspy, you know, and the reason for it, I'm actually not going to apologize, is because I was at the Gopher game yesterday, and I'm telling you right now, fantastic game. So
big win for them. Big win.
Signature win. Congratulations out to Coach Kill. 50-some years since we beat Nebraska. Unbelievable game. I got some fantastic photographs about the people rushing to the field at the end of the game. But I don't know, did you guys watch the game on TV at all? Or
didn't watch it on TV, listened to the first half of it on the radio.
Missed out in a big way.
Well, you know, the outlook now, I think they're obviously bowl eligible. Hopefully that they can pick up a win against Indiana, come back, beat Penn State, and finish the season maybe 9-3, 8-4. You know, you never know.
So, Charlie, is it safe to say you're on cloud nine as a Gopher fan?
Been a Gopher fan all 34 years of my life, and this is probably the biggest game that I've ever been to that I can remember. You know, my wife and I went to the game with my father. We have season tickets, and I know everybody at the station here is excited for them as well. So congratulations to the Gophers, and we're excited for you. So before we get into our topics today, we invited Mike Chesla from Accent Communications. We're going to be talking about different types of phone systems that he sells and supports with the brand of Avaya. And when we get into those topics, we'll talk about those in just a minute. We have some updates that we want to share with the group that have to do with a very important topic with life cycles. Adam and Arlen, why don't you guys dive into that? And this is something that we had talked about a few weeks ago about certain dates that are coming up right around the corner after the first of the year that are really critical to businesses. Guys, touch on that, please.
As you're getting into some planning for, you know, what are some expenditures you have to make next year in your business and some of the, just planning as you're budgeting out.
Even end of year. To finish
end of year,
some
yeah.
Of the end of year stuff as well.
Be aware of the very important dates. April 8th, 2014 and July 2015, there's some very significant life cycle dates to be aware of. Adam, you want to talk about
what we've got
coming up?
So April 8th, we've got the biggest one is Windows XP goes end of extended support. So that's when support sunsets, you know, no more updates, no more support for Microsoft. Windows XP will continue to function, but again, your risk factor compounds each day that goes by.
Well, and talk about that risk factor a little bit. The end of extended support means security patches.
Yes, no more security patches. So if there is another vulnerability found in XP, and there are several that probably are still not unearthed, there will be no more patches for those vulnerabilities once they're found. The other big thing that's coming up is Office 2003 and Exchange Server 2003. Those are also going end of life on April 8th, 2014. And then July 2015 is when Windows Server 2003 goes end of life. So we've been with our customers making plans, again, to transition those customers off that platform.
So if this applies to you guys in the audience, it's time to give BlueNet a call because you have to look at this as for your IT infrastructure. How can people get a hold of you guys? Why don't you guys give out your number and your website so that people in the audience can reach BlueNet?
Yeah, BlueNet can be reached by phone at 952-925-2583, and you can reach BlueNet on the web at bluenetinc.com. I think as those technologies or Windows XP, Exchange 2003 get to the end of support, they open up some very important security risks for your company, so you want to be very, very careful about that.
Well, speaking about security, you guys had mentioned a new virus that's attacking people that you guys are working on customers on their network and their PCs. Talk about that and how that impacts what's going on. What is this? Tell me about this new virus.
There's a new virus called the CryptoLocker.
Incredibly malicious and nasty virus.
It's a nasty virus. It's what's called
sounds pretty bad.
It's what's called a ransomware virus. And what ends up happening is your computer gets infected. It's generally spread by an email that says you've got a shipment waiting or a package from like UPS or FedEx or the Postal Service.
Yuck.
There's also ones that come up and say that you have to sign a document, and there's generally some sort of zip file attached or other sort of file. You go in and open it, and what ends up happening is that piece of code then executes. It then pulls down in the background the actual files from a random server. And then you get this pop-up on your screen that says your personal files are encrypted. And what the CryptoLocker does is it actually goes through, searches your computer, searches attached network drives, searches USB drives that are attached, and encrypts the files.
That's not good.
And then it demands that you have a couple days, I think it's 100 hours, to essentially pay a ransom. And then they will unencrypt them. The problem is you don't want to do that.
Because now they give out the credit card information.
Exactly. And then the only way to get around it is you can remove the virus, but your files are still encrypted, so you have to restore for backup. So this is another good reason that you need to have good backups.
Yeah, it's restore from a known good backup. Yes. Because if your backup job runs and it's running overnight and it happens to back up and maybe overwrite an encrypted backup with an encrypted set of data.
Sure.
You have to be very, very cautious and tactical about how you approach that because you want to make sure you're restoring good backup that's unencrypted at that point.
So one of my favorite shows, actually one of my wife and I's favorite shows, is the show American Greed. Do you guys watch that?
See
American
it.
Greed? Okay. Well, there was a guy that actually made millions of dollars doing the exact same thing. They actually would put a fake pop-up that said your computer is infected with a virus. Buy the license, and you can buy this antivirus, of which was created by them. The customer would put in their credit card information, and they had this fictitious virus and then a fictitious Norton antivirus and made millions of dollars. Well, they're obviously now in jail because they're the stars of American Greed.
Absolutely.
Right.
So we're broadcasting live here at the studio at 1280 The Patriot. If anyone has any questions about any topic related to what we're going to be talking about today, please feel free to give us a call. The phone lines are live here. The number is 651-289-4488. Again, the station is 651-289-4488. I invited a friend of mine here down who is a partner and vendor of Telecom Warehouse, Mike Chesel from Accent Communications. Mike and I, you and I go back about 2.5 years?
Yeah, I think that's about right.
So your product set is the Avaya PBX phone systems.
It is.
And when did you start Accent Communications?
Actually, I purchased Accent Communications at the end of 2006. It's a business that's been in place since 1987.
Okay, sure.
So 20-plus years in the telecom business. And, we've been able to roll with the punches and make the changes necessary that have allowed us to continue to be successful in ultimately serving our clients here.
Tell the audience, who is Accent Communications? What do you do on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, good question. So, in general, we are a sales, installation, and service organization that is strictly business-to-business in terms of providing solutions for business telecommunications needs, primarily for companies that are in the Twin Cities metro market, but we do expand out into reaches of this region, and we do have some national customers.
Fantastic. We're about to take a quick commercial break here. When we come back, we're going to be diving into this product set with Avaya. You're listening to Telecom Soup, and this is Charlie Burrell. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Doesn't everybody want to save money on their cellular service? I know I do. That's why I call the trusted professionals at Mobile Link Wireless. Locally owned and operated, Mobile Link Wireless showed me how I can save money on my monthly service and get the newest devices on the market. Because they work with all the cellular companies, Mobile Link found me the best cell plan based on my needs. So give them a call at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com.
It's a special night with Triple Espresso, a highly caffeinated comedy at the Music Box Theater on Tuesday, November 26th. This special show will feature the founding members, Bob Stromberg, Michael Pierce Donnelly, and Bill Arnold as Hugh Butternut, Buzz Maxwell, and Bobby Bean. You don't want to miss this night. Special discounted tickets available for Patriot listeners. All tickets are just $22.50. Get your tickets today as the show is filling up fast. Order online at am1280thepatriot.com.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The vet noticed that Sundance has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. I invited Mike Chesel from Accent Communications down today to talk about his company and his product offering for the general public. And here's an interesting topic, and I want you to talk about this, Mike. Avaya Phone Systems, or Avaya PBX, actually has a tie to Alexander Graham Bell, right?
They do, absolutely.
Talk about that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, back in the early days of telephone, there was, just two guys that were experimenting with other ways of communicating.
I.e. Alexander Graham Bell?
You got it. And Watson. So once they were successful in grabbing the technology, they, things expanded. They identified an opportunity for communicating that hadn't been identified before. They built staff and determined how they could roll this out to the general public. And for a period of about 15 or 20 years, Bell Laboratories was in high gear developing methods of getting telephone communications pushed out to, primarily the East Coast in the beginning.
Sure.
But it spread its way across the country.
So if this has ties to Bell Laboratories, I have to believe, and again, we can also talk about clients that we've done business with, this is a absolute bulletproof phone system. I mean, it's got the roots from the guy who invented the telephone all the way to where we're at today. Talk about the Avaya's, robustness, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And how determined, how well of a system it performs.
Yeah. So I would say that, first off, when I got into this business about 25 years ago, that was one of the things that that really struck me was the expectations of the client base. When they lift up their handset, they want to hear dial tone. When they make a phone call, they want it to be clear and crisp. If there's a failure on their telephone system, they want it fixed immediately. Dial
sure.
tone is like it's like breathing air. You know,
yeah,
you want
absolutely.
It to be there. You want it to work. And if it's not working, then there better be somebody on it immediately.
Absolutely.
So what I would share is that coming from the roots that Avaya came from, one of the things that has remained in the product set is reliability.
When we go out on appointments, and Adam and Arlen, you guys can also kind of fill this in, a lot of times we're seeing clients that have a version of Avaya's phone systems. We have Lucent, we have AT&T, we have Nortel and Meridian, and these were probably primarily the most sought-out phone systems 10 to 25 years ago, correct?
Exactly right.
And they're still in working condition, in working order.
Absolutely.
Does that attest to some of the values that Avaya has built a robust product set?
Yeah, and I'd call it a double-edged sword, certainly for you business owners out there that have AT&T, Lucent, and Avaya equipment. One of the things that you've experienced is that it doesn't fail. In fact, many times we speak about how you could put a bullet through the side of some of these systems, and they'll just keep rolling. But times change. Telephone systems are more software-centric now. The way that we communicate with our customers has changed a bit. It's not just voice now. We implement, certainly voicemail was something that came into play in the 80s. Email came into play in the mid to late 90s. Introduced chat, introduced video. You know, there's all kinds of software applications that we are implementing as part of our, core business strategies to serve our customers, right?
Yeah, a lot of it is, dial tone hasn't changed. It's been there for a long, long, long time, and all the additional feature sets of a new system have come and overlaid it.
Absolutely. Now, so we've seen a lot of fly-by-day voice over IP phone systems. They very cheap to set up, features that really customers can't even take advantage of because they don't even know how to program and actually work these systems. And then after support of literally an 800 number where they call somebody that's not in the United States. Isn't it true that Avaya has more dealers and supporters to help with the sales and equipment and installation than any other phone system?
Yeah, that's a very good point. In fact, one of the things that I promote as my sales team engages with companies to look for solutions for their business telecommunications needs is to look out in the future 5, 10, maybe even 15 years. While nobody's got a crystal ball to see who is going to be in business and who's going to have long-term support, one of the things that you certainly can do is look backwards. So if you're looking at replacing your telephone system or purchasing service, and your last experience with your telephone system was that it served you for, let's say, 12 years.
Yep.
Can you look back 12 years and find evidence that the vendor that you're looking to move to has been around that long?
Absolutely. So you see, like as we just talked about, some of these fly-by-day VoIP companies, they might be out of business in 6 months, 12 months, 24 months. Then what? You're stuck holding with equipment that you can't support.
Right.
Right?
So it's one of the reasons that I chose to purchase the company that I did seven years ago. When I engage with a customer and my salespeople engage with customers, we want to provide a solution that's going to serve them as good or better than the last one that they did. And certainly longevity of support is a big portion of that.
So Oh, go ahead, Arlen.
I was going to say that, speaking of maybe fly-by-night voice companies out there, you know, there's a lot of open-source software that a company has taken and downloaded a service pack or a set of software features from
on a disk,
maybe rebranded it, put their own spin on it, and spun up their own voice over IP software system based on like an Asterisk voice solution. Those are certainly not the same scope and scale as an Avaya system. And there's a lot of businesses that are trusting their voice communications to these, open source, free, unsupported software. And the big question is...
that you buy on an 800 number.
Or download yourself and or have some guy, pull up in his car and slam the trunk on it.
So one of the things that I have to is if you're in the audience and you have a Lucent phone system, literally just look down at your phone box, right, your phone handset. If you have an AT&T, if you have a Lucent, it says Nortel or you say Meridian, it's probably time to call Mike Jessel from Accent.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Yeah, in fact, I'm just going to roll out the phone number. Please, if you've found yourself in a spot where you need some help with your telecommunications and, like Charlie said, you've got an AT&T, Lucent, Avaya, or Nortel system, please call us at 612-230-6868. Again, that's 612-230-6868. We'd love to help you out.
So one of the things that, Mike and I, when we've gone on appointments together, you talk about the different types of flexibility in the system. And when I talk about flexibility, I'm talking about really Avaya can work to whatever the customer needs, wants, anticipates with their phone system, whether it be digital, whether it be IP, whether it be a hybrid of both. Talk about the flexibility and how you can help build a customized solution for anyone from a insurance agent to a multi-site, manufacturing plant. Talk
Absolutely.
About that flexibility.
You bet. So with the heritage that we talked about a little bit earlier, one of the things that we come across in a number of customer opportunities is just how they deal with their phone calls today. In fact, a recent example that I can speak to is one that Charlie, you and I worked on where it was a retail environment, and they take a lot of phone calls during the day. Their parts folks are looking for, folks looking for parts for the machinery that they bought that's broken. Well, the way this company has operated successfully historically is by dealing with their phone calls in what we call a square-keyed environment. Right?
Line appearances, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's line one, line two. They get a phone call in, and they want somebody to pick up the phone call. The operator puts that call on hold. It came in on line one or line two, line three, could be line 12, whatever it is. And the way that they're accustomed to managing it is to page that line number is waiting on hold for whatever department is appropriate to be answering that call.
Absolutely.
So rather than walking into that business and saying, okay, so we understand how you're doing it and you have to change the way that you've done things, we can take today technology, install a system that can handle VoIP, but it can also handle analog and it can handle digital. It can allow the customer to operate that they have been operating successfully, but still take advantage of these new technologies.
And that was, and let's talk about this particular customer. That was the main attractive feature that, you could have all these cool new bells and whistles, but if you took away that technology, which is essentially the lifeblood of their business, they're done. I mean, they literally cannot operate
Absolutely.
Their locations.
No, I agree with you completely. In fact, they dipped their toe into VoIP technology, and one of the things that they recognized is that there was a pretty severe negative impact on their ability to serve their customers because they couldn't manage the calls that they were in the way that they were accustomed to managing them.
Sure.
So when we were successful in convincing them that this is, a better solution for them, and from a pricing perspective, it was consistent with what they were paying already. In fact, maybe even less, they were paying a little bit less money.
Mm-hmm.
We rolled out to the site that had dipped their toe in the VoIP technology and converted them back to, what I'd call a hybrid solution.
Sure.
So we gave them back their square key experience, if you will, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They were able to manage the calls the way that they were accustomed to managing them, serve their customers the way that they were accustomed to servicing them, eliminate busy signals, which they were experiencing, and yet take great advantage of simple things like four-digit dialing between their sites because their sites are dependent on each other for inventory.
How about paging across?
Yeah, absolutely. And if somebody wasn't available immediately at their telephone set, they can enter a code and they can hit the paging system at the other site and ask the party that they're looking to get in touch with just to pick up the call from wherever they are.
Kind of the case in point behind here is that this is a very, very robust system.
It is.
And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to dive more into the feature sets with the Avaya phone system. You're listening to Telecom Soup, and this is Charlie Burrell. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
We are World Vision, and we believe in children. We believe in God's calling to share our lives with them, to share a meal, to share love, to share a future around the world. A future that holds clean water, nutritious food, basic education, good health, and economic opportunities. Poverty is a complex puzzle. Solving just one piece of that puzzle isn't enough. That's why World Vision provides a full solution. It's what makes us unique. A full solution to poverty for a full and healthy life.
If you believe, share with a child today at worldvision.org/share.
Can simply wearing a t-shirt get God's message to others? Yes, when it's Testify Gear. Testify Gear is a local Christian t-shirt company that boldly puts your faith out there for everyone to see. Step one, put on your Testify Gear t-shirt. Step two, walk out the door. Yes, evangelizing can be that easy. Go to testifygear.com and get your cool, fashionable gear today. New designs are in the works, so check back often. Go to testifygear.com, helping you fulfill in the Great Commission. That's testifygear.com.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, your total technology for the small to medium-sized business. Hey, if you're in the audience and you have any questions, please give us a call at 651-289-4488. We've got Mike Cheslow from Accent Communications, who deals with one product set and one product set only, the Avaya phone system. Mike, talk to me about your process. Why would somebody in the audience, let's say they're looking for a phone system or they're shopping around, why would they want to pick up the phone and call Accent Communications versus the hundreds of other vendors that are around town here?
Yeah, good question. So our sales process is what I'd consider to be something that came from many, many years ago of determining how to install a system that serves the business as best as it can. We go through a needs analysis process. We look to understand how call flows work within the organization. We take a consultative approach to the goals and objectives of the business and look at how they incorporate the telecommunications element to their business. Does that make sense?
It does. And my guess is through your consultative sales approach, this is probably the biggest differentiator between well, let's just use examples of customers that we've gone on. You take the thoroughness to look through their systems and such, but you're not really just throwing down a price tag and say, here, buy this, right?
Right, absolutely. No, we're looking for opportunities to help them grow their business. So one of the things that we look to do is we look to the leadership of the organization as we're going through our needs analysis process and look for how they want to drive the business. And once we understand that, we can understand how the telecommunications element comes into play.
So here's what we have. We have a very bulletproof phone system. We have a consultative agent that goes out and looks at their solution and tries to make the recommendation, right? How are you competing with one of the biggest questions that – so we've all talked about hosted voice where the customer can call up their phone carrier. They don't have to buy a huge amount of equipment. It's in the cloud. You know, they have – it's a one kind of a package solution. How has Avaya or how have you adjusted your business to compete with the hosted VoIP providers out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. And certainly there are great advantages to a fully hosted solution in that you've got one vendor that you're dealing with, somebody that you, you know, it's one phone number to call. You're not messing with calling a carrier, calling your equipment vendor, calling your wiring company, that sort of thing. But what I'll say is that as a business practice for about 10 years now, that Accent Communications has maintained a position of accountability whenever anything goes wrong with the telephone system. So if there are issues with the network services, maybe you can't make a long-distance phone call or you've been trying to make an international call and you can't get it done, you can call us. We'll help you through it. We are highly accomplished in all aspects of the telecommunications industry.
Sure.
And, you know, in kind of a funny way, we like to approach our customers and tell them, hey, listen, if you want one throat to choke, we're the company that you want to do business with. We've got the resources in place to help you with whatever your problems may be, and we'd like to take ownership of those problems, allow you to conduct your business the way that you know how to conduct it. We'll take care of the problems that are occurring and keep you aware of our progress, but ultimately let you do what you do best.
Guys, there's another thing that I'd like to point out, and when we talk about hosted VoIP, and Mike, maybe you can address this too, but a lot of hosted VoIP providers will have their own platform. Let's say it's BroadSoft or whatever the case may
Cisco,
be.
Sure.
Cisco.
Yes.
And they will sell that solution because that's kind of what they have to offer.
Absolutely.
But a lot of businesses, there might be one or two things that are kind of outside the box that can't really fit with that specific need.
Yes.
That you can identify and sort of hit home to help them understand why they'd want to do a purchase solution versus a hosted solution.
Well, I'm going to jump in here. And one of the things that I've seen is the hosted carriers that are running off a BroadSoft solution, selling a sliver of their system to folks out there, you know, they've built their system to be kind of a one-size-fits-all. They give you 90%.
You're in this bucket, or that's it. Right?
Yeah, they give you 90% of the features that you're looking for, and if that fits your business well, that fits your business well.
Absolutely.
But then you get into the situation where you've got a select set of customers that maybe they need that one or two very specific features. Maybe you can talk a little bit about...
Well, how about like the line appearance? That's a great... That's
yeah,
something that hosted
absolutely.
VoIP generally can't do.
Yeah, it's a core piece of many businesses' operations. So, but I dig a little bit deeper. I mean, one of the things that we're looking for are opportunities to create efficiencies within the business, right? So every business is using some kind of a sales system or accounting system that they manage their clients with from a financial perspective or a sales lead perspective, right? So we look for opportunities to simplify their methods of tracking their connecting with their customers. So let's just say that, you know, you use Microsoft Outlook as your method of staying in contact with your customer. You keep your notes in the notepad of contacts. One of the challenges since we moved to 10-digit dialing, and I don't know if you guys have been around long enough to know that we used to dial 7 digits in this market to reach other customers, but the human mind allows you to remember 7 digits pretty easily and dial them on a telephone set
yep.
without any issue. When we increase that number to 10, it's now a two-glance deal, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
you yep. can grab the first, you know, 7 numbers or 6 numbers, and then you have to look back and grab the other 4 numbers. In rough terms, 1 out of 5 times that somebody is dialing where they're looking to another source to dial from,
sure.
they're going to make a mistake with that phone call, and they're going to have to start over. We want to automate that process. We don't want your human mind to have to make sure that you're dialing your numbers accurately and efficiently. We want you to click on the phone number, select a dial function, and let it go, right?
Absolutely.
So yeah. it just simplifies the process.
From the solutions that BlueNet's implemented out of our data center that are running virtual for our customers, that dialing out of Outlook or dialing out of your CRM, that click to dial, kind of like what your cell phone does. I mean, mm-hmm. you're all familiar with surfing around on your cell phone. You see that number.
You just tap it and it rings it.
You tap it and it switches applications and start ringing your phone. Your business phone can do that with an Avaya system.
Absolutely.
So Mike, before, that's a great point. I want to address this for the audience as kind of a compelling reason to pick up the phone and call you. Who is your market? Who are the customers that you want to be calling?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our interest and history takes us all the way down to as small as a 5-person company. And yet we've got customers that are in the Fortune 100 base. So, you know, tens of thousands of customers.
And you can attest that to Avaya's flexibility in delivering solutions from the small, medium size, or even enterprise.
Absolutely. So it really doesn't matter. We look at each customer one customer at a time. We look at their business one business at a time. We develop a solution for them that fits their business, fits their goals, fits their objectives. I would say that our bailiwick, if you will, if you allow that word on this station, is
sure.
is really in the 50 to 150 employee company. We excel at multi-site opportunities, and it doesn't matter if it's multiple sites in the Twin Cities market or region or nationwide. We've got resources all over the country that can get technicians on site in the event that we've got failed equipment or we need a wire pulled, doesn't matter what it is. For over 10 years, we've been servicing companies all over the country. Most of our work is done remotely. So
sure.
when there's software changes that are needed, we can accomplish them from our host office in Fridley.
So one of the things that, and Mike, please give the audience your telephone number, your website, and your email one more time.
Here. Absolutely.
Just want to make sure that they get that number.
Yeah, to reach Accent Communications, please dial 612-230-6868. And our web address is simply accent-com.net. That's accent-com.net.
I'm going to put you on the spot here, Mike, and I already know the answer. How when you go out and show a proposal, let's say for a phone system, and this can be, let's just say it's a 50-user single-site location.
Yes.
How is it to get them to say yes when the bottom line shows a $60,000 or $70,000 price?
Yeah.
How do you get people to pull that trigger when next door they have a hosted proposal for a monthly price with zero upfront cost?
Yes, so we've got a couple of different options. I mean, it's certainly if operational payment is the way.
And I'm going to put you into the. I'll put you in the loop because I already know my response to that as the partnership that you have with telecom agents like Telecom Warehouse.
Absolutely. So, first of all, if you don't want to make the capital expenditure, we've got financial options that allow you to lease the system. If you look at the financial equation purely as dollars and cents. Most business owners can look at their last telecommunications purchase, their system purchase, and look and see that it lasted them, that investment lasted them for 10, 12, 15, sometimes 18 to 20 years.
And if they still have that Lucent AT&T, that's 20 to 25 years,
yeah.
maybe, right?
Yeah, well, I guess we've run across a couple that are that old, yes.
Those are the ones that need to call, by the way. If you have an Avaya partner system, pick up the phone and call us.
Please. Yes. So the total cost of ownership, if you invest in a system up front, is going to be lower for the life of that system, as opposed to buying a hosted system. You know, you just run the math on it. You know, it's a simple matter of what is my
monthly annualize expense. It over 15 years.
You bet, absolutely.
And that business, you believe, would have a bigger ROI based on the fact that it would be paid off or over 15 years.
That is correct. Even including software updates and support agreements on the system.
Fantastic. Well, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to add my point from our – we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when you come back, we're going to dive into this a little bit more. You're listening to Telecom Soup. I'm Charlie Burrell. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When I tell my adoption story to high school students, I see attentive faces who try to understand what I went through when I realized I was pregnant and not yet ready to parent. I see their hearts and minds open to adoption. This allows them to be more compassionate friends to classmates whose lives are touched by adoption and gives them the information they need if they ever find themselves with an unplanned pregnancy. I'm Sarah McNally of Minneapolis, a volunteer speaker with the Adoption Option Council of Minnesota. Join me at a gala celebration of its 30th anniversary on November 1st. For more information, visit adoptionoptionmn.org.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. For those in the audience that are just tuning in and you have questions, we are here live, 1280 The Patriot. Give us a call right now at 651-289-4488. I invited Mike Chessel from Accent Communications, who sells, supports, and maintains Avaya phone equipment. And I just heard during the break here that Avaya is the number two nation worldwide, right?
Worldwide, yes.
In phone system sales.
They are, indeed. Yeah, it comes from certainly the heritage that we talked about a little bit earlier with the roots coming from AT&T, or actually Alexander Graham Bell. The deployment of these systems worldwide has been significant. It's one of our Really, one of our sales strategies is that if you're going to invest in your telecommunications plant, we want to help you to invest in a plant that is going to serve you for as long as possible.
As you said before, it was a 12 to 15, maybe a 20-year decision.
That is
right?
Correct. Absolutely.
So one of the questions I had before break was, how do you get the business to say yes to that $60,000 or $70,000 or $100,000 price tag? And you were kind of in different options, financing, cash, spreading it out over 15 years and an ROI. One of the things I'd like to mention that I can help as a telecom agent and broker to assist phone vendors like Mike Chesla is we'll take a look at their dial tone side.
Yes.
Right? And make a recommendation based on, okay, let's say the customer is spending $1,000 a month with carrier A, right?
Yes.
And we've done our discovery, and we decided that they want to move forward with an Avaya phone system. Can I, as an agent, generate enough savings on a monthly basis to offset the cost of maybe the purchase?
In many cases, you can.
So what we do is we replace the current dial tone services with carrier B, and maybe with carrier B is $500 a month versus that $1,000 a month. Now, Mike, haven't we just freed up $500 to put towards
a lease on a system or work into the ROI equation? Absolutely.
So that $1,000 a month that customer was spending for services is now $1,000. It's the exact same spend. They're going to get a brand new phone system.
Yes.
They're going to get all the new features and functionality. I mean, we do that on a day-to-day basis.
We do, absolutely. And it makes sense. I mean, it is, from a financial perspective, the chief financial officer is looking at the telecom spend, and if it equalizes...
If it's the same, right?
He's not going to complain at all.
That's kind of a win. You can bring that to your board, or you can bring it to the president and get it approved.
Yes.
Well, let me talk about a component of the Avaya system that I think is very unique when it comes to the IT side. So, you know, modern IT directors in most organizations in that 50 to 150 person organization, they're looking for everything in their fleet to be virtualized.
Yes.
They don't want physical hardware other than a customer premise equipment router from the carrier. They don't want to have...
They don't want any equipment.
They want to have just their fleet of virtual hosts, and they don't want to have their dedicated appliances. They want the flexibility in the tool set that virtualization gives them. I understand that Avaya is one of the only ones that has the capability of going virtual as their call processing.
You're right. In fact, in version 9 on the small end of the Avaya offering, which is the IP office, version 9 allows for full virtualization to ride on a server that's fully virtualized.
Well, and from BlueNet's perspective, that's very exciting because, you know, we've got other customers that are hosting their voice system in our virtual fleet out of our data center, but it's the flexibility and the existence of that capability within Avaya that's very exciting.
It is. Yeah, you know, it just makes sense. The challenge with a lot of businesses is how do we manage and maintain this plumbing that we need in order to run our businesses? And certainly a pretty significant shift that's occurred in the past several years for small to medium businesses is to go to a hosted platform for their serving. So, I think that fits well into what you folks offer in terms of, you know, having a virtual data center mm-hmm. that hosts mm-hmm. the applications and provides your customers with access to those servers wherever they are. Telephony is now one of those pieces.
Well, right. Even if you're working with a client who has made a decision that they want to have their own on-site servers, if they have virtual systems within their walls, they can also have a virtual phone system.
They can.
Question for you, Mike, because the listening audience, there are probably hundreds of listeners right now who have an older phone system,
yes.
whether the names we've talked about, AT&T, Nortel. What incentives are you offering right now for them to call you to upgrade their equipment? Are there buybacks and equipment credits and things that you can offer to compel them to pick up the phone?
Yeah, so the answer is twofold. I would say that if you own a business or a part of a business that has an AT&T, Lucent, Avaya or Nortel telephone system today.
Or even, how about a partner system?
Even a partner system, sure. The opportunity to migrate a portion of that system into the new IP office system, half of the cost of a new telephone system is actually the telephone sets that live on the desk.
The equipment.
Yes. And Avaya has offered the opportunity to its customer base to continue to utilize much of that older equipment, the desk sets. And the desk sets are solid. The reality of it is most of our call control these days can be handled from the computer. I mean, we talked a little bit earlier about dialing out of Outlook. The telephone set sits on the desk for the purpose of, you know, if your computer's not booted up.
Well, I find that it's always been the comfort level of the phone against your cheek. You know,
absolutely.
A lot of people have, you know, a lot of technology on their cell phones. They have a lot of technology on their desktop. There's the ability to have, you know, Bluetooth connectivity to, you know, their computer. But when it comes to picking up the phone, they want to take that handset off hook.
Yep.
Place it to their head and have the conversation just because it's a familiar, and that's not something that you can really argue.
I don't think you'll ever be able to change
that. Well, right. It's what people are used to, but you know, your point of being able to extend that desk asset, I mean, it's a phone. It
right.
looks like a phone. It feels Absolutely. Like a phone. Let's make that more feature rich.
So it's half the cost of the system. And if you have one of the systems that we mentioned before, we can move you into new technology for roughly half the cost of any other telecommunications manufacturer.
Because you're already essentially a customer.
You bet. Absolutely.
Mike, one more time for the audience, if they're just tuning in, give your name, give your telephone number, your website, as well as your email address. Throw it all out there again.
Sure. All right. My name is Mike Chesla. I'm the president and CEO of Accent Communications, and we can be reached by phone at 612-230-6868. Our web address is accent-com.net. That's A-C-C-E-N-T. .com.net.
Now, I know that you also, in addition to, you've got one product set, which is Avaya. It's your bread and butter. It's kind of your baby. You're also in process of rolling out a hosted platform for those that potentially might fit into that box.
Talk
about that real quick because I'm kind of short on time.
So the objective with a rollout of a new plan for us is really to take the business that we've done successfully for 20-plus years already, selling, installing, and maintaining telephone systems to the small, medium, and enterprise market, but framing it in a way that competes directly with the hosted platforms that are being promoted out there in the market today.
It's basically kind of telling me that you guys can essentially now fit every single customer or every single opportunity with at least something that's going to make sense for their business, right?
We're always looking for opportunities to say yes, and that's one of the areas that we've been challenged with recent history is in the hosted platform. So now we're on the brink of rolling out a hosted Avaya IP office platform where Accent Communications is the installer.
Sweet.
The maintainer. We train you on how to use it. We support it afterwards. And you
it's
make one that monthly payment.
That one throw it to choke.
Yep, that is correct. And the way that we're rolling it out.
I'd like to rephrase that. One back to Pat. We don't want one back to Pat.
I like the positive spin.
We don't want one because if it's a one throw to choke, it means bad things are happening, right? So it's one back to Pat.
No, I'm all for that, and I think that's what you'll find is that the team that I've got in place is experienced with the IP office. I don't think that there's another technical team in the region that comes close to my team's ability to make the telephone system do pretty much anything that you want it to do in terms of, you know, simple things like extending calls to your cellular phones. Let's go a little bit deeper. Maybe you want to have a phone conversation on your iPad or your Samsung Galaxy so that your remote force or your mobile force is out there with a device, but you want them to be part of your business, fully integrated. We'll do that with the IP office.
Fantastic. Guys, this is a fantastic show. Mike, welcome back again or thank you for coming out today from Accent Communications. We've had a great topic, and once again, welcome and congratulations to the Minnesota Gophers. Tune in next week to Telecom Soup. Thank you very much, and have a great weekend, guys. Goodbye.
Thanks, Charlie. Have a good one.
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing. getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press, and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this.